Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, as one Republican candidate gets into the race for governor, another gets out. We'll hear from the one who entered, plus three Democratic candidates for governor. Also, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin pausing abortion appointments starting on Wednesday, the same day that the Eau Claire Police Department will hold a free event at the Eau Claire Event District titled Protecting Our Youth, Understanding Sextortion. All of that, plus XL customers continue to push back against Wisconsin rate hikes. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Not quite 3 months into his campaign, Navy SEAL veteran and manufacturing CEO Bill Berrien Friday ended his bid for governor. Berrien's abrupt departure from the race comes just days after the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that Berrien, who made banning transgender athletes from girls' sports a focus of his campaign, was actually following a transgender porn star online and other sexually explicit material on social media. The Journal Sentinel reports that Berrien scrubbed the X-rated links after being asked about them. In a statement Friday, Berrien said he didn't see a path forward, defending his social media follows, and blamed the Journal Sentinel's reporting for his departure, saying, quote, "After hunting down war criminals in Bosnia as a Navy SEAL platoon leader, I had no idea that running for political office could be almost as dangerous." WISN-TV in Milwaukee asked Republican strategist Bill McCaution if Berrien had any other path but this.
I don't think so. I think the campaign struggled from the jump. I don't think he found his groove. He wanted to be the outsider in the race, and there's an outsider lane on the Republican side of the aisle. But in order to fill that, you got to have unlimited resources. You got to be able to buy a base. He didn't have a base. He never did.
Meanwhile, as the 56-year-old Berrien made news Friday getting out of the race for governor, 67-year-old Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany made headlines earlier in the week, throwing his hat into the ring, making the media rounds in Milwaukee on Tuesday, and saying from the get-go he sees himself as the Republican frontrunner.
I do believe that I'm the leader at this point, yes.
And in his campaign video,
"I'm Tom Tiffany, and I'm running for governor because I love our state. I see where we are headed, and I know we can do better."
WISN in Milwaukee asked Tiffany if he will run as the most conservative or MAGA candidate in the race.
Oh, I don't look at it that way. I really look at what's best for the state of Wisconsin.
Tiffany says,
"I'm looking at this as a general election race, and I'm going to talk to all Wisconsinites through this."
Wednesday in Wausau, Upfront co-host Matt Smith asked Tiffany,
"What have the first 24 hours for you look like in this campaign?"
It looks awesome. We may well announce numbers in about a week.
How about right now? What happened overnight?
We got people that are making commitments. I mean, I'm driving all over the state of Wisconsin today, and I was talking to people that were making commitments, and I think you're going to see more people climb on board here. I mean, I got to prove myself to people of the state of Wisconsin.
With Berrien's exit from the campaign for governor, Tiffany is joined by Washington County Executive Josh Shulman as the only two announced Republican candidates for the state's top job. Meanwhile, later we'll hear from three of the seven announced Democratic candidates for governor. But first, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is putting abortion appointments on pause starting Wednesday because of Medicaid funding cuts in President Trump's tax and spending bill. OBGYN Dr. Kristen Lyerly says Planned Parenthood was forced to make a choice.
They are pausing abortion care so they can continue to provide those other services. Because if they don't, the people who get services from Planned Parenthood have nowhere else to go.
Lyerly says she thinks the move will have far-reaching effects.
There will be an economic impact. There will certainly be a social impact. And for their individual health, there will be a huge impact on them and their families.
The new law bans abortion providers from receiving Medicaid payments. Taxpayer money already can't be used to provide abortions, but Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is receiving reimbursement for other services it provides, such as cancer screenings, STI testing, and postpartum care. The organization says in a statement that it's trying to see as many patients as possible before Wednesday's deadline. Lyerly says she believes the funding cuts will be detrimental.
People will be forced to carry complicated pregnancies that they can't afford, that they physically can't afford.
However, Wisconsin Family Action President Daniel Degner says his organization sees the move as a win for Wisconsin.
This should be a great opportunity for women to just have another look at it, another conversation, and be able to say, is abortion really the right answer for me in this situation?
Degner says he's hopeful this will be more than a pause.
We pray as an organization that Planned Parenthood would stop providing abortions in the state for the long term.
Meanwhile, the Right to Contraception Act is being reintroduced to Wisconsin state legislation led by Representative Lisa Subek. The bill protects individuals' rights to contraception and ensures providers can dispense it without legal threats. Subek called the legislation urgent amid recent attacks on abortion rights. This follows Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin's announcement that it'll end abortion services starting Wednesday. A similar bill was introduced federally by Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Meanwhile, back to three of those Democratic candidates for governor. Now, the field includes seven candidates already this week. Former State Representative Brett Hulsey announced his candidacy for governor. He did run earlier in 2014. Also in the field is college student Zachary Roper and stadium vendor Ryan Sternad, who works at American Family Field. We've heard earlier on Chippewa Valley this week from Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, but Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley also recently threw his hat into the ring for governor, has made stops in the Chippewa Valley, and was asked by Vanessa Kelson of WMTV in Madison why he wants to be governor.
Well, I want to be governor because I think that there's a lot of things for us to do across this entire state, and I think that we need some strong executive leadership. I spent a lot of time in the state capitol, so I know how Madison works, and for the past 5 years, I've been leading the largest county in the state of Wisconsin.
What is your top priority as governor?
We really need to tackle this affordability crisis. Things like bringing more affordable and attainable housing to every corner of our state, being able to make health care affordable as well as accessible, making sure that people don't have to go into debt in order to pay for child care, fully funding our public school systems.
You mentioned a lot of different points for tackling affordability. Can you talk about specifically what are some policies?
There isn't a one-size-fits-all solution to the issues when it comes down to housing. Whether we're looking into how many of our bureaucrats are stopping the level of housing that we need.
As governor, would you want to create rules that would require more dense housing? What would this look like?
Well, it would look like partnership. We can't assume what works in Milwaukee is going to work in Madison or going to work in Monaco or going to work in Bayside.
You also made historic property tax cuts in Milwaukee. Talk a little bit more about that.
We're one of the highest property tax burden states in the entire country. And so I do believe that we have to figure out how do we diversify the way that we pay for things that matter most.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley there, one of seven announced Democratic candidates for governor. Another Democratic candidate for governor who has recently thrown her hat into the ring is State Senator Kel DeRoys of Madison, who was asked by WISN-TV's Matt Smith.
How do you feel fundraising is going to go? Have you gotten any good signs in the first 24 hours?
Absolutely. The response has been incredible. In a primary, every dollar matters, and so we have had a great response from our donors. We've raised over $75,000 in less than 24 hours, and it's not slowing down, it's just speeding up.
When you look at there could be half a dozen plus Democrats in this race, where do you fall along the lines in terms of how liberal of a Democrat you are?
You know, I think I'm a very common sense Democrat. I was born in Marshfield. I spent my early years in rural Taylor County. I'm probably the only gubernatorial candidate that had a pet goat as a child. And so I've spent my whole career, not just my 5 years in the Senate, traveling around the state, listening to people and hearing their concerns, and then working in all different kinds of legislative environments. I've been able to pass really important legislation on things like the cost of living, public education, reproductive health, healthcare in general, whether Democrats, Republicans, or both have been in control in the legislature. And that's what we need from a governor.
You're on the Joint Finance Committee, does a lot of budget work. You voted against the budget in the state Senate. Did the governor make a mistake in coming to that agreement with Republicans?
You know, the governor is in a difficult position given where Republicans are in the legislature. But I think that when our schools have not even gotten an inflationary increase in 15 years, we simply cannot pass a budget that has zero increased dollars in general school aid.
Would you have signed that budget?
No, I would have hopefully been in a stronger position with a Democratic legislature, or at least one house in the legislature.
But given where we are today?
Yeah, I think that I voted against the budget because it really didn't meet our kids' needs. And for me, that's the ultimate test. Is this budget going to do what our kids need and deserve for our school?
State Senator Kelda Royce with WISN-TV in Milwaukee, one of seven announced Democratic candidates for governor, another of whom is Democratic State Representative Francesca Hong of Madison, who also was asked by WISN-TV what the initial response was to her campaign.
There has been an overwhelming wave of support. Even a couple of Republicans told me they liked the video. It's been wonderful to see that it's a multi-ethnic, multi-racial, multi-generational group of supporters who have come out excited about our campaign.
You're joining a growing list of Democratic candidates. Are you the most liberal candidate in the primary so far in this race?
I care about the policies that are going to drastically improve and improve working class people's lives. And so that includes policies like universal child care, guaranteed paid leave. And so being a champion for working class people on economic issues that working class people care about across the state, I think that makes me the strongest candidate.
Democratic State Representative Francesca Hong, one of seven announced Democratic candidates for governor with WISN-TV in Milwaukee. This Wednesday from 4:30 to 8 at the Eau Claire Event District, there'll be a free event titled Protecting Our Youth, Understanding Sextortion. Sextortion is a serious online threat where predators manipulate or pressure youth into sharing explicit images and then use those images to demand more pictures, money, or to threaten exposure. And this Wednesday night, you'll have a chance to hear from parents who've experienced the devastating loss of a child due to sextortion. Among them is Brittany and Luke Bird of Cronenwetter.
It was always so clear and obvious to us that Braden wanted to live. He had plans. He wanted to go to school. He wanted to have a family.
You know, between me coming down here at 11 o'clock and saying goodnight to him and, you know, the events that happened that night, I mean, that's how quickly it happened.
Eau Claire Police Department Detective Chaz Walton works in the Sensitive Crimes Unit.
Braden tragically took his life after being a victim of sextortion. Sextortion is a serious crime that involves offenders extorting youth for explicit images in return for money or anything like that.
Brittany Bird.
And we thought, not my kid. And that's why we need to continue sharing this story.
Again, Chaz Walton of the Eau Claire Police Department.
On October 1st, the May family and the Bird family will be sharing their experience of their sons being victims of sextortion.
John DeMay of Michigan will also be on hand at Wednesday's free event at the Eau Claire Event District. The DeMay family also lost their son, Jordan.
I think there's so much information that's going to come. I think parents are going to sit back in their seat and realize, oh my goodness, I really need to pay attention to this.
Again, Brittany and Luke Bird of Cronenwetter.
We're really just working on educating the public on, you know, what this crime is, how this happens, how anybody can be vulnerable to it.
I also think that, you know, what I'd like to see out of this is people to go home and discuss as a family and come up with a plan. Even if this doesn't happen to you ever, and hopefully it never does to anyone, but we know it will. But just having that plan in place, what do I do? And making sure your kid knows if this happens to you, even if you've made that mistake, you need to come get mom and dad.
Eau Claire Police Detective Chaz Walton.
This is a great opportunity being brought to the Eau Claire area to bring knowledge and education about sextortion and how to prevent it and to start the conversation with your child.
Finally, Brittany Bird.
It's up to us to continue to advocate and tell stories and share our story about our son's life. If people don't know that this is happening, there's no way to stop it.
Again, this free event will take place 4:30 to 8 this Wednesday night at the Eau Claire Event District at 5775 20th Avenue on Eau Claire's west side. There'll be a resource fair starting at 4:30 and the program starts at 6. The presentation is designed to help families recognize the risks, prevent sextortion, and respond effectively if it happens. And finally, Wisconsinites continue to speak out about how proposed utility rate hikes over the next couple of years would personally impact them. Alliant Energy, Xcel Energy, and Madison Gas and Electric filed applications with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to increase their electric rates in 2026 and 27, citing a need for infrastructure upgrades. Xcel customers like 60-year-old Thomas Burhans of Superior have already been grappling with How to keep up with rising costs. Burhans, who's disabled and lives on a fixed income, says his energy was already shut off earlier this year after he fell behind on payments.
It may be only $16 or $18, but that money could be spent for a medication that I need, for groceries, in many other better ways than my electricity going up. It goes up every year.
Burhan's voices strong frustration about the disparities between Xcel Energy executives' compensation and the financial struggles of ordinary Wisconsinites. Last year, Xcel Energy CEO Bob Frenzel made $12.7 million, according to Salary.com.
I could live off that 1 hour's work very comfortably for a month and have money to burn. And that's what is so infuriating. They have no idea what it's like for the common people in Wisconsin.
Xcel Energy electric rates would increase by more than 11% next year and by about 7% in 2027. Xcel says it doesn't anticipate reaching a settlement. Public Service Commission hearings for Xcel Energy took place earlier in September. PSC says it'll make a decision on all three utility rate cases later this year. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. Good night.